Let your hearts be broken, not your garments torn. I began my Lenten journey in faith like everyone else on Ash Wednesday. But as a member of Trocra's outreach team, my Lenten journey probably began when I first encountered the little girl on this year's Trocra box. I say encountered, but I've never actually met her. I feel as if I have, though. I've listened to her story, heard about her reality, marvelled at her and her community's bravery and resilience. I've never met her, but already feel as if I know her. In a world where 1 in 6 people in our world will go to bed hungry tonight, and a similar number will struggle to access drinking water, it can be hard to stay connected to the individual stories behind these kinds of shocking figures. Christine Lagarde of the IMF tells us that today we are more keenly aware of the damage done by inequality, and know that it leads to an economy of exclusion and a wasteland of discarded potential. And this is, of course, the point. Behind every figure and statistic relating to poverty, here in Ireland or in the developing world, there is a human being struggling to survive. Behind figures that rightly shock us is, as Lagarde put it, a wasteland of discarded potential. Lent is a time for people of faith to reflect on the human face of this wasteland of discarded potential. Who are the people behind the statistics? What are their lives really like? How are we connected to them? And maybe most importantly, how are we called to respond? Very shortly, we'll have the first anniversary of the election of Pope Francis. As Lent begins, it is interesting to remember that one of Pope Francis's first acts was to visit the small island of Lampedusa off the coast of Italy. This was a visit I, like many, was deeply moved by. People come in their thousands from sub-Saharan Africa and elsewhere, travelling in burly, seaworthy vessels, hoping for a better life for their families. The lucky ones survive the journey. Many, many thousands more die at sea. Their corpses are gathered in the makeshift morgues of the island. In the homily delivered during Mass on the island, Pope Francis called out to us, "Who has wept for the deaths of these brothers and sisters? Who has wept for the people who are on the boat? For the young mothers carrying their babies, for these men who want to support their families. We are a society that has forgotten how to cry. We have forgotten the experience of suffering with." He went on to say that the globalization of indifference has taken from us the ability to weep, that we have in fact become accustomed to the suffering of others. It doesn't concern us. It's none of our business. I remember when I first started working in Trocra reading something Pope Emeritus Benedict wrote. It really struck a chord with me. He wondered, was it in fact possible to love the one I haven't met? Was it possible to reach out in deep concern and in real solidarity with the suffering poor of our world? Can they really become our business? For as long as most of us can remember, every Lent Trocra presents to the Irish people a little girl or boy and his or her family and community. This year, we're telling the story of little 9-year-old Ernestina and her family and their struggle for clean drinking water and water to irrigate their small farm. Ernestina represents the reality of life for hundreds of thousands of children around the world, little girls in particular, tasked with drawing water from dirty rivers to bring to their families for washing, cooking, farming and drinking. It seems to me that if we can somehow get close to her story, emotionally connect to her reality, even cry with her and for her and her family's suffering, we can begin to understand a little better where Pope Francis is coming from. In his Lenten message for this Lent, Pope Francis reminds us that we Christians are called to confront the poverty of our brothers and sisters, to touch it, to make it our own, and to take practical steps to alleviate it. But he goes even further, challenging us to engage in real solidarity. According to John Paul II, solidarity is not a vague feeling of compassion or shallow distress at the misfortunes of so many people, both near and far. On the contrary, it is a firm and persevering determination to commit oneself to the common good, that is to say, the good of all and each individual, because we are all really responsible for all. In a similar vein, in his Lenten message, Pope Francis tells us that our efforts must also be directed to ending violations of human dignity, discrimination and abuse in the world. For these are so often the cause of destitution. When power, luxury and money become idols, they take priority over the need for a fair distribution of wealth. Our consciences thus need to be converted to justice, equality, simplicity and sharing. This Lent, I invite you to journey with us in Trogra into Ernestina's reality, into her and her community's struggle. I invite you to connect emotionally with her, but I would also invite you to move from crying with her to crying out on her behalf and on behalf of all those whose lives, here in Ireland and overseas, have become part of a very bleak wasteland of discarded human potential. It is in these two acts, crying out with and crying out for, that our hearts and consciences will be converted to justice, equality, simplicity and sharing.